Continental's new turbocharged engine option for Cirrus owners. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Teledyne Continental Motors is announcing a new turbocharged engine package for Cirrus owners as an option to the current third-party offering at overhaul or replacement time. ANN's Jim Campbell got to talk at length with TCM President Rhett Ross about the new package. We'll hear that interview today.
One of the joys of the ANN lifestyle is every now and then somebody gives us a call and says, hey, I got something for you, man, and it's really cool. In this particular case, it was the latest generation of the SR22 Turbo, and this time with an all-Continental solution up front. We're speaking with Rhett Ross, obviously the head honcho of Teledyne Continental. Rhett, what did you do to my SR22 Turbo, man?
Well, Jim, we believe we gave the customer a great option, replacing what we know was a great option in a turbocharged high-performance aircraft, but one that is now 100% factory designed and built that provides better weight profiles. We believe better performance, lower noise. It's a 2,500 RPM max engine developing 315 horsepower, and provides potential insulation against any of the future fuels issues that might be coming up.
Well, let's talk about that last issue first, because that's the thing that concerns me most in that It's a week doesn't go past in the ANN hierarchy here without hearing something about what's happening with fuel, what's happening with access, and there's biofuels, and there's this, and there's that. And then the EPA, of course, is having a heart attack because, well, you know, those people with those airplanes are burning, you know, fossil fuels, and how dare they? What does that mean for future operators with this particular power plant and installation?
Well, it's a tough question to answer on the best of days and almost impossible on the worst of days. But, you know, you can parse the fuel question down to a simple issue. There are people out there that don't understand the unique world of general aviation, what general aviation gives back to the United States and indeed the world, and also the special requirements on safety and flight profiles that these airplanes go through. Having said all that, there's a group or groups that believe that having lead in our fuel is a bad thing, and in some respects you can't argue with that. TCM has come to recognize that lead's time in aviation fuel is limited. Now, whether that's limited to this decade or the next couple of decades, but at some point it's going to go away. So we've taken the position that we've got to future-proof or start looking at future-proofing our engines. TCM believes very fundamentally that the best option is a 100-octane direct drop-in. And we continue to support, as evidenced by testing and flying the biofuel manufactured by Swift last year, and continuing to test it as they continue their development program, and looking at other 100-octane options. At the same time, none of those fuels are ready for prime time yet. And so TCM said, what do we need to do to make sure we're covered under any contingency? And in looking at that, we ran tests on everything from low-octane MoGas all the way through AvGas without lead in it and some other things as well. And we said within all of these ranges, we can see that many of our engines are readily adaptable without any impact to the flying community to some of these options that may come along. So when you look at the SR22T and the twin turbo factory engine, that engine has the ability to accept any future 100-octane alternative, and should the worst-case scenario happen, it is also ready for much lower octane, such as the potential of a 94 UL spec.
Well, it's nice to know we're thinking about the future here, because for those of us with a pretty significant investment in our airplanes, the future is one of those tremendously uncertain and very dangerous quantities to our checkbook.
Absolutely, and our objective is not to view any of this as a business opportunity. Our objective is to view what we've always looked at is that we've got to help the plane owner continue to fly economically, whether he's just bought a brand new SR-22 or he owns a 1960 Piper.
Well, let's get to the particular installation we flew with Matt Bergwall from Cirrus a couple of weeks ago. First of all, the first thing that was very noticeable is, especially with that particular engine mount and installation, very smooth, excellent integration with the Garmin Perspective system. The numbers are certainly comparable to those that we've seen, some better, some marginally not. And on a climb to 10.5, there's no question that we had the power, that we had a very smooth operation, and what was perceived as a little bit less noise. But what went into this firewall forward installation that we haven't seen in other installations heretofore?
Well, you know, when you get into the nuts, the bolts of the engine installation, the first thing that I don't know that we've seen, and it would be invisible to the consumer, but it represented a truly integrated project team approach between Cirrus and TCM. We sat down at a blank board, initially at the management level and then at the engineering project level, and we said, what do we want this to accomplish? And there was a combination of things from the airframe side and from the engine side that we both wanted to achieve. And out of that came things like reducing the noise, hence the 2,500 RPM, maintaining or expanding the horsepower, hence the 315 horsepower rating on that engine. We wanted to reduce weight. Weight is a almost unquantifiable commodity in an airframe, and it was a goal that we wanted to do, leveraging off of our O200D engine work from a few years back. You know, and Cirrus had other things like some modifications to the landing gear, which, although I haven't flown the plane yet, I'm going to this week myself. I understand the new nose gear and everything else provides a much smoother landing and some other benefits. So all of that went into the initial thought process. We then marched off as a joint team and proceeded to pull some mass out of the engine. We did that by some of the same processes that we did in the O200. We focused in on changing some hardware and other things for lighter components, in some cases more expensive components, but none of that cost got passed on. We took mass out of certain components by optimizing using the modern software and analytic techniques that we now have, and taking advantage of the newer materials that we're using in many of our components, the conrods, the crankshafts, and other stuff. So all that allowed us to pull some mass, I believe about 5 pounds out of that already heavily optimized 550 series turbo engine. We also fine-tuned the engine around the 2,500 RPMs jointly with Cirrus, the propeller manufacturer, and everything else. And then we focused in how to mount it effectively into the airplane and focus on cooling and other critical aspects to ensure that the pilot gets an overall good installation that is not a difficult installation to manage while they're taking off, flying, and descending.
More in a moment with Jim Campbell and TCM President Rhett Ross. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Teledyne Continental Motors President Rhett Ross about TCM's new turbocharged engine option for Cirrus owners.
How long a project was this? I mean, when did this thing start, and how long was the development cycle on it?
The overall development cycle pretty much was under a year. When we first put the project on paper, you know, and decided it was a go from that point on, between getting the engine changes done, certification, getting initial test flights in, I believe happened in about 6 to 7 months, and then we got into the certification cycle, and that took the balance of the approximately 1 year time frame.
That's not a bad turnaround for a project of that magnitude, is it?
Absolutely not. And again, it shows the value of the integrated team approach and the close working relationship that Continental Motors and Cirrus were able to maintain. And I think it bodes well for future projects as well.
Now, on another note, somewhere down the line, we're going to have to major or change out the engine. Is this option going to be available throughout the turbo fleet for upgrade or changeover at time of overhaul?
Yes. As you may remember, TCM arrived at AirVenture last year with a turbo in experimental configuration that we demonstrated flying in on unleaded aviation fuel, but also demonstrated the potential to support the older generation Cirrus aircraft. And depending upon the model year of the airframe, either the engine in the upcoming SR-22 or that installation that folks saw at AirVenture last year will be available as a retrofit for either their normally aspirated, if they wanted to upgrade, or their current turbo installation. And it is ostensibly the same engine and will be configured the same way. The only difference is the generational change in engine mount.
Interesting. All right. What's the future for this power plant cycle? I know you're working on a number of updates. You've been looking at a number of changes for the future, especially with the uncertainties in a number of areas. But is there room to grow with this installation, or is this pretty much what we're going to see for the foreseeable future?
Well, I think there is always room to grow. Continental Motors has heard loud and clear the desire for advanced technology in this generation, or in this style of engine, and I think we have some wonderful things on the drawing board and in the test cells that we will be introducing jointly with some of the airframe manufacturers in the next 6 to 18 months, depending upon overall airframe cycles. You know, they do include things like FADEC. They include things like potentially other electronic controls. They include some hardware changes in the heart of the engine that we're very excited about but not yet willing to talk about. And again, these are all things aimed at both enhancing the flying experience of both new and existing aircraft, and will provide benefits for power enhancements, weight reductions, and fuel economy.
How does the fact that we have an all TCM solution going to reflect warranty issues?
Well, I think that, and I'm going to have to defer that to Cirrus more so, because one of the big things that Continental Motors is doing now with its OEMs is we're trying to truly integrate the warranty process to simplify it and make it a more pleasurable experience for the consumer, realizing that any warranty call is not pleasurable for the simple fact that that means the plane's down. By integrating it with the airframer, we believe we start to give much more of a one-stop shop for the consumer and getting things handled. There are things that we're looking at as a manufacturer with the OEM, such as new warranty types, maybe some extended warranty offerings, and some different ways to get the warranty claims covered faster and with less trouble for the owner.
And final question. Cirrus has indicated to us that the current turbo installation that has been made available for the last several years and your installation will be available side by side and with no price differential per se for the time being. If we had to sum up, what does Continental bring to this particular competitive situation over the competition?
No, as I said earlier, I think the current installation is a very good installation. It's obviously built on the core of a Continental engine made in the factory. I think people have bought Cirrus knowing that that Continental core is in there. And number one, I would say that now you're not just getting the core engine, you're getting the whole engine factory, which means it was built on the factory line by trained and skilled technicians. It was tested in the factory prop test stands to a 31-point test protocol, and then again by trained technicians, and is supported by the factory, a company that's been here since 1905 and has survived several downturns and many other things and will continue to be here. I think fundamentally the installation is a very tight and strong installation. I think it mates well with the airframe. I think the 2500 RPM from an overall noise, pilot comfort, passenger comfort, as well as airport rules and regulations, especially in Europe, is a reason to go with this. And I think the final thing, again, is obviously the potential for future fuels compatibility. So all of that sums up to me why that installation will compete very well against what has been a very successful installation in the past.
Well, Rhett, we sure appreciate your time, and we're looking forward to seeing how the SR22T makes its way in the market.
Well, I appreciate that. As always, we enjoy chatting with you.
Rhett Ross is president of Teledyne Continental Motors. Find out more about the company at genuinecontinental.aero. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.